And now, back to Small Business Heroes on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
747, you're listening to 580 News Talk Radio CFRA and Small Business Heroes. This is James Maduke speaking. If you just joined us, we had Paul Pollock from the Pollock Group in. I'm now joined in the studio with the score 2-2 in the hockey game between Canada and Czechoslovakia. This is Ken Duff from the HRDepartment.com. Welcome to the studio, Ken.
Thanks very much, James. Great to be here.
Thanks. So we're continuing with our HR theme this evening, and we're in the technology segment. Why don't you give us in a nutshell what there's a .com at the end of it, so it's got to be something to do with the internet. What is HR.com?
That's right. HRDepartment.com is a company that is the high-tech, high-touch. What we've done is we've eliminated the need for companies to invest heavily into software that has been designed for somebody else by somebody else, and using the internet as a flexible tool to deliver technology for human resources, able to provide our clients with customized solutions to their technology, their reporting needs in support of HR. HR is a people business, but somebody has to keep track of the names and the addresses and the payroll. Well, they should be.
Okay.
And we provide the tools that allow them to do that at a very, very low cost and with very flexible reporting capabilities and all the rest.
Okay. So why don't we touch on that a bit? For example, we've got one of our previous guests, John, is in. He has a number of employees. What are some of the HR reporting things that companies with employees and headcount, what do they have to do or what do they have to report on?
Well, there's all kinds of things that that are compliance-related reporting.
Compliance means that there's a federal government or some more provincial.
There's a law.
Okay.
There's a law. Most small business people are unaware that if you don't register for the WSIB, the Workplace Safety and Insurance Board, you're liable to spend six months in jail.
Hang on, I got to write that down.
So there are things that you have to keep track of like that, and some of them require regular reporting. And if you don't have any system for keeping track of who's working for you and how much they're making, then when they go off on disability or on illness or those types of things, as a small business owner, you're scrambling around trying to come up with paperwork instead of doing what you're really good at, which is sales and marketing
or whatever else your business is doing.
Right.
So you had mentioned briefly earlier that there might be there's software that people are using now, but it doesn't work well.
I've been a consultant for about the last 15 years or so before I started HRDepartment.com, and one of my pet peeves was the fact that companies were often forced to pay $10,000, $15,000, $30,000 for human resources information systems, which were designed to do a certain thing based on the way the designers felt that it was appropriate. And for most small businesses, A, the price is out of reach, and B, they'll spend more time learning how to use the software than actually getting the job done.
Okay, so how does your offering fit into this then?
Well, what we do is we bring our well over 50 years of HR experience, not all mine, to play on this, and we have a pretty good idea what most small businesses absolutely need to do and what they can be doing if they have the right tools. So what we do is we build customized websites that are password protected, user ID, and all that kind of security at the front end, and that allow employees of a company to, instead of walking down the hall to talk to the HR manager, which in most small businesses there isn't one, they log on to the internet and they've got their XYZ company website that has all of the necessary tools. So instead of having the owner of the company go in and change the employee's address on their file because they moved, the employee goes onto the internet, logs on, changes their own address. The manager of a department, if they've gotten to be a little bit bigger where they've got that kind of structure, can go in and with a few keystrokes make a request to the owner of the business to increase the employee's salary. It can be rerouted by email and approved electronically and with the databases updated. So what normally would end up being two or three pieces of paper piled on the desk on top of everything else, the transaction is done, your records are updated, your benefit plan, your payroll, everything's all updated.
Everything's done. So and what size small businesses get involved or we're sort of the line of demarcation between, yes, they should use some kind of online service provided like yourself, or they shouldn't?
The real value starts when you're somewhere in the neighborhood of about 20 to 25 employees. Below that, you know, keeping things, you should still have some kind of system.
So you've still got to do all the reporting and the compliance and all of that stuff if you're going to hire people.
Exactly. But you know, where it becomes more cost efficient to outsource it to someone is about the 25 employee mark. Typically, some companies will start to look at hiring a full-time person or maybe a one-day-a-week HR person when they get to that level. But you're going to talk about significantly higher expenses for someone who's going to be wondering what they're doing most of the time.
Yeah, or partially involved in your business.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So we've got a situation where, let's say we've got 25 employees, we're starting to build stuff out. What are the advantages, other than the ones in terms of time and speed, that you're going to find by using sort of a web-based system? And specifically, I want to touch on one thing. You've talked about having some sort of routing between different levels of the company. Explain a little bit further how that works and how you're allowed to do that.
Well, what we do is we align all the employees within departmental structures or within reporting relationships and build in the company's rules for approving things into our sites, so that when you log on, for example, the system knows who you are, who you report to, what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do on the site.
So I can't go in and just ask for a raise if I want.
You can ask.
But I can't go and give myself one.
No, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
That's
so,
what I wanted to check on.
That's right. And it's all secure. The security we use is exactly the same security model that the banks use for online banking. So if you're comfortable doing online banking, then you're going to be just as comfortable with this as well.
Okay. And these sites, you say you're setting up an individual site for each company.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no shared information, there's no shared services or resources. In fact, all of our clients have unique and different needs, so that it's almost impossible to provide that in a shared environment. So everyone gets their own separate website. All the databases are all independent and separate, and they're custom tailored. So if you've got a business now that's using forms that you maybe took off somebody else's website or something, because you needed a form to schedule vacation or something, but you like the form, you just don't like to do it on paper, we'll take the form and we'll web enable that form and then attach it to all the databases in the background. So you have no learn up time. You're still using the same tools.
Okay. Then does it come pre-populated with some forms and a basic gets started?
Yeah, in fact, just to continue your theme of this being a networking show, I was talking with your earlier guests about some of the services we can offer to them. But if you don't want to go through the hassle of creating a policy manual, we know what small businesses need in terms of a policy manual. So we'll put one up there for you. If you want to change it over time, we'll work on that with you. But you're not paying big money to a consultant to come in and do a big project. Here's a policy manual. Work with it and change the things that you don't like as you go. Things like that, forms, a whole range of processes. We can basically within about 2 weeks, 3 weeks maximum, depending on how much time you give us, give you a whole HR department structure that you may not have had.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I've got to ask one more question before I ask you for your three action items. How much is someone going to expect to pay for if they've got 25 employees, or is there a ballpark that they can budget for that kind of service?
If you're a company that's got 50 employees or fewer with our services, you'd be looking at, there's an initial one-time cost of getting it up and structured, but you're probably looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of $400 to $500 a month. And with that, you get access to all of our HR expertise.
To outsource
well.
All of those HR
exactly.
issues that they don't want to spend time on if they're a small business
exactly.
generally. Okay. So what are the three action items that you can give people that they're thinking about having to report and comply with all the rules and regulations?
The three action items that I really need to stress for the small business owner is know what you need to know about compliance. What you don't know can hurt you in that business. Keep your eye on the legislation and how it's changing. There's a new Employment Standards Act came into force in September. If you don't know that you now have to provide extra time off to employees for their personal requirements, you could be in big trouble. The second thing is to get an HR advisor. You know, most small business people, they go out and get a lawyer to look after their legal stuff. They go out and get an accountant, but they're people, so they can handle the people things themselves. Not true. Lots of people spend a lot of time doing that. And three is make sure you have some form of a system. If you're not ready for services like ours, at least get there's lots of stuff online that can give you Excel spreadsheets and Word documents and those types of things. Sometimes for as little as $300 a year subscription, you can get all that kind of information and help the constructor how you handle the keeping track of your employee information.
Good. That's excellent information. I hope everyone had their pen and paper handy. If you want to find out more about any of the guests that we've had this evening, please visit smallbusinessheroes.com. HR-Manager.com. There's a guest web link there, and you can certainly go and find out about HRDepartment.com, thePollock Group.com, and CV Inc., which is CVE.ca, if I'm not mistaken. So you can go to Small Business Heroes and find out about all of the companies that we've had on as guests. I want to thank you very much for joining me. That was great information, and I wish you all the best of luck with that, because I always get excited about internet stuff. That just happens. So
that's what we like to hear.
Perfect. So again, we're going to wrap up the show now, and we've been talking about HR issues. Again, please visit smallbusinessheroes.com. We've got all sorts of great information, including the past shows, and you can enter the contest there. Look for the Enter to Win button on the left-hand side. And we've got our sponsor, one of our sponsors, Good Life Fitness Clubs. We've got a 3-month membership. So make sure to join that. Join the contest. Also, join us next week. And look at the website a little bit later this week, because what's going to happen? I got a special guest coming up next week. You've been listening to Small Business Heroes, part of Business at Night on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. This is James Maduke speaking. I hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you next week.